My guest at this time is Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee, who is also a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee. In addition, Mr. Lee served as a federal prosecutor who argued before the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals and Judge Neil Gorsuch. Judge Gorsuch, of course, has spent this week in marathon confirmation hearings as President Trump's choice to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court. We want to get Senator Lee's reaction to the hearings and some of the Democratic tactics, both in quizzing Gorsuch and in handling his nomination. And Senator Lee, it's always good to have you with us, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good to be with you as always.
You were with us shortly after Gorsuch was nominated to explain what he was like as a judge and why you thought he was a great choice by Trump. What has struck you most about him in these hearings this week, whether it's how he's handled specific questions, his general philosophy as it pertains to the law? What sticks out to you?
Well, here's what I've really liked. This judge is the same in every setting in which I've interacted with him, whether it's in the courtroom when I was in a lawyer, or whether it's been in my office. He's come by in anticipation of his confirmation process. Or whether he's on the hot seat in the Senate Judiciary Committee where he's been this week. He provides the same answers, the same thoughtful approach. He doesn't change from one moment to the next. He's considerate of the law. He has a great respect for the Constitution, and that's exactly the kind of person we need on the Supreme Court.
The Democrats, of course, quite confrontational with Judge Gorsuch on a number of fronts. One of them is the fact that they're still upset over what happened last year, that President Obama's nominee, Judge Merrick Garland, was never given the chance to go through the confirmation process. And they believe that that essentially means this is a stolen seat for President Trump. What have you made of them making such a big deal of that this week?
It overlooks the fact that, you know, last year we were in the middle of a presidential election year. And the decision at that point to do exactly what we did. We now have a situation which they've elected a president. That president has chosen this judge. We're past the presidential election process, and it's time to move forward. Now, some of them can choose to be upset if they want to, but I think it would be best for everyone if we focused on what's before us, what's happening now, rather than what happened a year ago. And if they look at this judge on the basis of his record, I think what they're going to find is a sincere judge who just wants to find the right answer under the law, and they're going to vote to confirm it.
A lot of questions, as I'm sure you've noted, from Democrats about what he personally thinks of things, everything from so-called dark money in politics to where he stands on same-sex marriage. What did you think of that approach and how he handled it?
Look, I think he handled every question that was thrown at him with grace and with a great deal of composure, even when things got heated. And I think he was appropriate in refusing to comment on matters of public debate and discussion and on matters that may well come up court while he's on the court, assuming he's confirmed. The reason is that the fact that something like that comes up in a judicial confirmation hearing can itself be a cause for recusal if the judge engages in a significant discussion of the issue at hand. And so if we're not careful, this can end up undermining the ability of our Supreme Court justices to do their jobs, to do what they're there to do and decide cases.
One more question on this front. It was the ranking member, Dianne Feinstein, who declared Roe v. Wade a super precedent because so many subsequent decisions essentially upheld it. What do you make of her logic that a super precedent exists at all and exists on that particular decision?
Well, look, there are precedents on the books that tell Supreme Court justices how to approach the law and how to approach precedent. Judge Gorsuch agreed again and again that he would follow the law of precedent, that he would adhere to the doctrine of stare decisis, which doesn't mean that precedent always today. Precedent always trumps everything else. It just means that the law will be studied, the law will be approached as it should be.
Let's talk about the general tactics now. Of course, while the Democrats removed the filibuster for most nominees a number of years ago, it's still in place at the moment for Supreme Court nominees. And in the past 24 to 48 hours, we've seen a couple different things. First of all, we've seen some Democrats suggest that the final confirmation vote on Judge Gorsuch should be delayed until the results of any investigation into the president's potential connections with Russia have been resolved. What's your reaction to that?
There's no reason for us to delay this. There's no reason for us to delay moving forward on Judge Gorsuch. I think we need to confirm Judge Gorsuch now, and it's time to move forward. I don't see any reason, much as some would like to delay this particular vote on him. This is something that it doesn't need to be affected by circumstances. And I think we ought to move forward. I think we are going to confirm him within the next few weeks.
Finally, on what's going to happen in that confirmation process, the Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer saying today that Democrats will attempt to filibuster Judge Gorsuch, saying he, after careful deliberation, I have concluded that I cannot support Judge Neil Gorsuch's nomination to the Supreme Court, and he's going to be urging other Democrats to do the same. Over the weeks since this nomination came out, we've seen enough Democrats say that this nominee deserves an up or down vote. So what do you expect to happen here? Do you think Schumer will whip it hard enough that you might have to engage with the rule change, or do you think those eight or nine who came out earlier will stick to what they've said and allow a up or down vote here?
Well, first of all, based on how well Judge Gorsuch has done in the hearing, I think he's going to get through. I think he's going to get through perhaps with a whole lot of Democratic support. Because by the end of the hearing process, it started to feel a little bit a love fest, certainly on the Republican side of the aisle. And I sensed a tone of resignation on the part of some of my Democratic colleagues on the committee. I take that as a signal that we might well get to 60 votes. But without engaging in hypothetical speculation about exactly what mechanism will be deployed here, I will say this very confidently, Greg, we're going to get Judge Gorsuch confirmed. One way or another, he will be confirmed.
And talking about the way politics potentially has infused here, I don't know exactly what Senator Schumer is referring to. Perhaps it's about the fact that Gorsuch did not directly engage on some of the political opinion questions that were asked him during the hearings. This is the quote from Schumer, according to the Washington Post. According to Schumer, Gorsuch, quote, declined to answer question after question after question with any substance. All we have to judge the judge on is his record. Boy, that what a shame that is.
It's kind of interesting. I mean, he has done exactly the same thing that Supreme Court nominees and all judicial nominees, for that matter, have done for as long as I can remember, which is they're subject to certain canons of judicial ethics, and those canons don't allow them to wade in on matters of public controversy or on matters that are likely to come before them in the event that they're confirmed. Now, this rule has been invoked by Democratic and Republican nominees alike, and it's been invoked quite consistently. The fact that Democrats pushed Judge Gorsuch as often as they did, as many times as they did, to wade into as many hot-button controversies as they chose to do, doesn't change anything about the fact that this is the standard, this is the rule, and this has been the historical practice. They're trying to make something where nothing really exists, and they're trying to convert the Supreme Court perhaps into an organ of public policymaking, which would be. Ironically, it was one of the Democratic senators yesterday who referred to the Supreme Court of the United States as an organ of the Republican Party. I say it's ironic because that's essentially what would happen if we allow these confirmation proceedings to become political purity tests, where the nominee in question has to answer all the questions on hot-button political issues correctly in order for them to be confirmed.
It's been an amazing week and an exhausting week, I'm sure, for Judge Gorsuch and for members of the committee as well. Senator, thank you very much for your time today. We greatly appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.